Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 518, Taf Kuf Yud Ches, the Isser of prophesizing in the name of an Avodah Zarah. This is based on the same pasuk that we had in last time, yesterday, and that is, the pasuk tells us here in Parsha Shoftim, V'haya Ha'ish. First, it talks about the person who does not listen to the Navi. Whoever does not listen to the Navi, I will seek him out, and that is an Isser D'Araisa. Ach Navi, Asher Yazidlu Daber Davar Bishmi, a Navi who has the brazenness to speak something in my name. Eisa Shelo Sivisivlu Daber, something that I did not command him. That was yesterday's mitzvah. That's a Navi Sheker. And now the next phrase, Va'asher Yidaber B'Shem Elohim Achirim, or that which he says in the name of any other god. Unkala says, V'diyamalel B'Shum Ta'avas Amemaya, any worship of any other religion, Umeis Hanavi Hahu. That is an Isser, that is an Onesh D'Oraisa. That is Vumeis, as Rashi says, Meis means Bechenek, Gimel Misasan Bidesh Adam, according to the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Three people in this regard, three types of, within this category, get Misa Bidesh Shemayim. Misnabe Mashalo Shama, that's a Navi Sheker, Umashalo Nomar Bo, Venomar Lechavero. We also give Chenek. Also, it's Bechenek, and this is also behind the scenes. Mashalo Nomar Lo, Venomar Lechavero, Vamisnabe Bishem Avodah Zarah. Also, if it's not B'Shem B'Shem Avodah Zarah, Rashi adds, if somebody is Kovesh Nivuaso, somebody who is, I'm sorry, I misspoke, those are Misasim B'Dei Atan, that's what we're talking about, Chenek. The three people in the Pasuk referred to by Meis is a Navi Sheker, and a Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, and a Navi based on something that his friend heard, but he didn't hear. But three others in this category get Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Kovesh Nivuah, so if somebody just doesn't offer up his Nivuah, that's not a bit explicit or separate independent Isser, right? Right here we have the Isser of Navi Sheker and the Isser of B'Shem Avodah Zarah. What about somebody who's Kovesh Nivuah, so that is Misa B'Dei Shamayim, so that's not one of the separate Isserim. V'ha over al Divrei Navi, or somebody who violates the words of the Navi, V'ha over al Divrei Atzmo, Misa Sam B'Dei Shamayim, Shneamar Anochi Edrosh Me'imo. So this is the Isser of prophesizing anything in the name of an Avodah Zarah. As we'll see, even if somebody wakes up and says that the Avodah Zarah told me to put on tefillin today. So that's usher to say anything in the name of an Avodah Zarah, says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Shlo hisnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah, kigon, sheyomar Avodah Zarah plonis tzivsa la'avda. The Avodah Zarah told me that you, and it's somebody who's a muchzak navi, as we said yesterday, that it's not a hedyot that's never been a Navi before. You got to be in the Parsha to be able to be a subject to these Averos. Somebody who is a Navi, a Muchzak Navi, and all of a sudden he says, the Avodah Zarah told me to worship it. Tzivsa la'avda. The Taftiach Gumul la'ovdeha. And he promises reward to those who serve it. The Tafchid me'onesh l'misha lo yavda. And he scares those who do not serve it with a punishment. Kamosha yomer neviyei abal v'ha asheira kamosha huzka b'sifri neviyim. Like throughout neviyim, you have the neviyei sheker that warn and dare those who don't follow it and saying that they must follow it. The Ramban writes that part of this mitzvah is only where, as part of the B'Shem Avodah Zarah, you acknowledge that it is an Avodah Zarah which has some chashivas to it. If you just say, this is Avodah Zarah, and you don't take it literally, that's not included. Says the Ramban, Avol HaInyan, we'll start with the beginning. Says the Ramban, V'eino inyan lomar, she'im ba echad v'amar b'chalomi. If somebody wakes up and says, I had a dream, v'ra'isi, v'hinei pa'or omerli, she'tisaru b'mitzvah salulav. Baal pa'or told me, you have to be careful with the mitzvah of lulav. You're not going to be chayim misa for that. Says the Ramban, V'im omer shetasu kein la'avod l'shikatzahu. And if you say, the Baal Par said that I have to serve it, im kein zui navi sheker, ha'misnabe la'avod avod azar. That's navi sheker. V'yafilu yomar kein b'shem Hashemu niskal. That's a Navi Sheker. And even if you say that without the name of an Avodah Zarah, I have a Nevuah from Hashem to worship Avodah Zarah. That's also Aser. What's unique about this one? V'asher yidaber b'shem Elohim achirim, aval ho'inyan, says the Ramban, sheyoma ra'isi pa'or kihu Elohim. See, he has in that line. The Isser is where you acknowledge in the statement that this is a God, this Avodah Zarah is a God, it has significance, it has importance, and it told me to do this, not to eat treif. Or you say anything that will happen in the future. Since you say that Avodah Zarah has powers, you must bechenek. That is the Isser of Chanek. Veheim shahayu omrim shabahu Elohim. And that's what they were saying by Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. They were saying, why did the Bnei Yisrael scream out right after the Nes took place, Hashem hu Elohim, Hashem hu Elohim? Because before they were believing, Habahu Elohim. Kamo shekasuv, as Eliyahu told them, Im Hashem hu Elohim luchu acharav. V'im ba luchu acharav. Don't be poseach, Hashem yasifim. V'im misnab imbo alav atzlach, v'nasan Hashem b'yad ha-melech, v'daitam lomar shabahu adon, ashalo Hashem anachbar, that is the Ramban on this pasuk. So it has to have in it an acknowledgement of Avodah Zarah. Not just b'shem Avodah Zarah, but it has to have acknowledgement of Avodah Zarah. V'chein continues the chinuch now, b'chlal zeh im yomar shehokel tziva la'avod Avodah Zarah ploni. Or, included in this, this is not like the Ramban says, that would be in the first Isser. The chinuch says, asking that Hashem told me to do a certain Avodah Zarah, that also included is included in this. Isser. So that's a little machlokas. The loba, we'll stop there for a minute. The Minchas Chinuch notes that in these examples, if somebody says the name of an Avodah Zarah, what's the regular case? Somebody told me the name of an Avodah Zarah that I have to stand on my head today. Somebody says that I have to do this, I have to do that. That's this Isser independently, uniquely. The Minchas Chinuch points out that if somebody's misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah, having to do with actually serving the Avodah Zarah, that's already another Isser. That's not just this Isser, that's Mesis. Mesis is even without the element of nevuah, but surely with, that doesn't make it any less. If somebody tries to convince someone else to do Avodah Zarah, that is Mesis, that's a separate Issa Daraisa. We discussed a few months ago, when we discussed back in Parshas Re'eh, that there are six unique mitzvos related to Mesis. Six of you, Taf Nun Vav. Taf Nun Vav is an isser of listening to somebody who is misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah. Right, that's a pair with our mitzvah of being misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah. What the chinuch say there? Shalom nishma nevuas ha-misnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah, klomar, shalom nish alehu v'nach kareyu al os o al mofes she'itan al nevuaso. Even though he's mochsak, you don't ask for it. No, he's a navi sheker if he's doing it l'shem Avodah Zarah. Avol nimne'eo min adavar kamo sharoi b'chol poshei v'asham. Stay away! And the Sefer HaChinuch said there, back in Taf Nun Vav, Misharshia Mitzvah, Shahatos Nimsa Eitzel B'nei Adam Tamid. Everybody makes mistakes. V'sechlam enenu bari lavo, Taklus Emes Bedvarim. Who could reach the level of perfection? Nevi'im can. But the second you say Avodah Zarah, that means you have been mispater, you have been seduced, you are wrong, and the one has to make sure that one is not involved in those actions. That was the Isser of asking. But that's the first of six Isserim relating to Mesis. And then you have the Isser of loving a Mesis, that's Taf Nun Zayin, the Isser of not hating a Mesis, the only person of this type that has such Isserim. The Isser to have to practice Vihitzilu Ha'eda on the Mesis, not to be Malam Eitzchus on the Mesis, and not to be quiet when you have something to say negative about the Mesis. Separate six Isserim Daraisa related to Mesis that we went into in depth earlier in Parshas Re'eh. So this is, says the Menachas Chinuch, if the Avodah Zarah, you're not just doing B'Shem Avodah Zarah to do something Dvar Rishus, but if you're doing it B'Shem Avodah Zarah, then that also was violating that Isser of Mesis. And therefore, you'd get the Mesis punishment of Skila. You're not going to get Chenek, because you always get, whenever you do two Averos, that one has a more Chomer punishment, you get the more Chomer punishment. That's what the Menachas Chinuch says. That's what you would get. It also depends what hasra you would give. Because Makom, he says, but then Mesis ain't sarach hasra. So you can need a skila. You can get skila even without giving them hasra for the Mesis. Good. That is the ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch, that if it's not only b'shem Avodah Zarah, but also la'avod, that would also overlap with an earlier aveira. Continuing the Chinuch now, this is basically a quote from the Rambam, a Yesod Gadol. Amnam, nis lo ba'al zeh ba'kasuv ba'azara mevu'eres miyuchedes ba'zeh. It's very interesting, says the Chinuch, quoting the Rambam, that there's no Isser in the Torah. Today's pasuk is not it's not formulated in Avera form. All it says is the Onesh. If somebody prophesizes in the name of an Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Misa. Where's the Isser? We know there's a principle of Ein Onesh Ela in Kain Hizir. You need a warning. Says the Chinuch, "V'lo ba'al zeh b'kasuv azhara mevu eres miyuchedes ba'zeh." It's not here. Amnam misbayar kasuv. Onesh, hamisabe b'shem Avodah Zarah, shuchayev misa. All it says is the punishment. Vashe yidaber b'shem Elohim achirim u'meisa nabiyahu. U'misa zuhi chenek. K'mo shakasavti b'samach, as I just wrote. V'kfar yadanu ha'ikar, and I have already written the ikar, that, shohorinu zechonim levracha, lo anash ele imkein hizir. You can't give a punishment to the Torah unless there is a warning. We're going to talk about, b'shem, in a few days, the Isser of Hezek. In the Torah, there's no Isser of Hezek. It doesn't say anywhere, lo tazik. It says that you have to pay if your animal damages. Nizkei Mamon. But maybe one would have thought, if the Rishonim wouldn't help us out, that Hezek is just something that you could do, just like you have a loan. You borrow money and you have to pay back, so you could damage somebody and you have to pay back. Who says it's Usur? So we're Bezos Hashem going to have to talk about that. We discussed it back in Mishpatim as well. But says the Chinuch, Lo Anash Elim Kein Hizir, if there's a punishment. Alkei Nomar, so what you have to say is the Pasik, the Asar for this is way back in Shmos. V'shem Elohim Achirim Lo Taskiru. Don't mention other gods, which was a separate Isser. He says in Mitzvah Peivav, the Isser of swearing in the name of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Chinuch said then. But included in that is also this Isser. V'ein benimna. It's not impossible. Lios lav echad monei advarim rabim. It's not impossible that one lav can include other Isurim. And it still would not be a lav shebeklalos, which we wouldn't get punished for. V'lo yedino k'din lav shebeklalos. Why? Because at least the onesh is separate. If you have one pasuk lo socho al adam that teaches me 10 different things, and this is the only marker for those halachas, that's a lav shebeklalos. But if you have a separate onesh here, you're just using the other pasuk also for the aveira, for the iser, for the asara, that's not called a lav shebeklalos. And that, he says, is the day of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam talk about this in greater depth? In the end of the Shirashim. If you look in the end of, we know the Rambam's 14 Shirashim as an introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos. At the end of the Shirashim, the Rambam says, let me add on two more pages. Let me give you another little hakdama. Says the Rambam, V'roi gamkin shiyachubar elze zos hakdama. V'hi, sheko ma shechayaven alav misas bezdin. O kares. Anytime somebody gets a punishment, who mitzvahs lo saseh behechrich, it has to be that there's a lo saseh. There's an aveira involved. There's never going to be a punishment without an aveira. Zulas, with two exceptions. Pesach, umila. As we know, those are the only two exceptions. The first Mishnah in Maseches Krisus says it explicitly. The only two that are mitzvahs asay, that if I don't do, a person gets karis. V'yavavishay mitzvahs asay, kamosha zachor, b'tchilus Maseches Krisus. V'ein etzleinu b'shum panim. We never have any other mitzvahs asay, zulasam, except for these two, sheyischayev overalim karis, v'koshke mitzvahs bezdin. There's never an onesh for a bitul asay. A carbon, ola, okay, but that's not a real bona fide onesh. Physical onesh. Only if there is a lo saseh, not for aseis, with those two exceptions. Just derech agav, Reb Avraham and a Rambam and a Tshuva, it's quoted here, was asked by Reb Daniel Bavli in the Maisa Nisim, he was asked, what about Yom Kippur? It's not explicitly an Isser. It says, ve'inisim es nafshoseichem. Does not say anywhere on Yom Kippur, lo tochal. Is ve'inisim es nafshoseichem, it's a mitzvah aseh, to have inui. So the question was asked, so isn't that an assay that if you don't do, you're going to get karis? Isn't that a third exception to the rule? So Rav Avraham and Rav Rambam answers, he said, no, there's a big difference between the two. It's bittul assays that you violate by not doing something. Here, it's a bittul assay by doing something. If it's a bittul assay by doing something actively, that's good enough to get a punishment too. The Rambam, my father's examples, are bittul assays that you violate by not doing something, by not doing Mila, by not doing Pesach. Those are the exceptions to the rule that you get karis for that, for not doing something. That's a big chiddush, right? But Yom Kippur, which is by doing something you're going to violate, that is good enough to get a punishment. But then the Rambam continues. V'kol ma sheba kasuv b'Torah, shemisha'asa ma'isa ploni, yumas, o yischayev kares. Anytime the Torah says a punishment, yadanu be'emes, shahamaisa hahu muzhar mimenu v'shu b'lo saseh. You know for sure there's a lo saseh somewhere. Most of the time, the Torah has the lo saseh explicitly. Pa'amim yisbayer ba'katuv ha'azhara v'lo yisbayer ha'onesh. U'pa'amim ha'onesh nizkar v'azhara nizkaras. Sometimes both, sometimes you only have one. Kimo, chilul Shabbos, v'avodah zarah, where it says lo saseh ka'malacha, lo savdeim, and then it says chayev skila l'misha asa malacha, o l'misha avad. U'pa'amim lo yisbayer ha'azhara ba'katuv b'lav greida. Sometimes the lav is not mentioned. Avol yisbayer ha'onesh levad. Sometimes only the onish is there, v'yaniach ha'azhara. And it will be left out, and it's up to the Rabbanan to figure out what the azhara is. Because we know for sure, lo onash ha'kasav el imkein is here. You need that. And then the Rambam says, if you don't know for sure, minakasuv, you'll meduo sabe hekesh minakesh matorium. You use one of the Yud Gimel Midos in order to figure it out. And then the Rambam has something very interesting. We have another principle that seems to go against ein onash ela imkein hizir. And that's the principle of ein onshin min hadin. You can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So, how is it that on the one hand you have ein onash ela imkein hizir, so we use midos shatar didreshes behen to figure out even Kal Vachomer sometimes, to figure out that there should be an Avera here, versus Ein Onshin Min HaDin. Says the Rambam, there's a big difference between the two. For Ein Onshin Min HaDin, you don't know something is Usser. And therefore, to learn out it's Isser, you have a Kal Vachomer. Or you have a din that you're going kal and chomer. Here you know the onesh. So memelo, you know it's asur. If you have an onesh, you know what the onesh is. You know it's chomer. You know it's asur. The only question is where is the azhara? That's not a violation of ein onshin min hadin, says the Rambam. Shanaka lo nomar ein masir min hadin ela kadesha ne'asar mashlo hispar erlo iser miyuchad bofan hekesh. If you don't know something's asur, you can't say ein onshin min hadin or ein masir min hadin. Amnam kishenimsa ha'onesh bebi or batora lo osa maisa hazeh. But if you see a punishment, neda behechrech shu maisa asur musar mimenu. You know it's for sure asur, and therefore that is not a violation of Ein Onshin Min Hadin or Ein Mazhirin Min Hadin. So anyway, this is one of the examples of a mitzvah, a lo sase, which is not explicitly where it is, but you learn it out using some of the midos HaTorah Shedin Reshes Bohen. We even have this sometimes in other contexts. I'll give you one other example, and that is what's called a Gilui Milsa, where the Torah also does not say anything explicitly, but based on the fact that other things are usher, so you know this is usher as well. Not because it's a Kal Vachomer, because Kal Vachomer, Ein Onshin Min HaDin, Ein Masir Min HaDin, as the Rambam just said. So what are exceptions to that rule? So the Rambam gave one example, where the Onesh is Mefurish, so you know it's going to be Usser. But there's another example, where you have a larger Isser already Usser, and included in that has to be these other Isserim. What are examples? That's the Rambam in the beginning of Tilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says that a mace could be metami, a person, in three ways. By touching, maga, by carrying masa, and by ohel, being under the same tent. The Rambam says, tumas maga va ohel mifurashin batorah. Tumas maga and ohel, touching and in the ohel, is mifurish. In the Torah, as the Pasuk says, ha-nogea b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shavas yamim, ha-kol haba ala ohel v'chol asher ba'ohel yitma shavas yamim. Pesukim in Parshas Chukas. But tumas masa, says the Rambam, mipia shmua, v'kal v'chomer advarim. It's a kal v'chomer. What's the Kal Vachomer? How do you know Tumas Masa? Says the Rambam. Im Nevela Shehi Tumas Erev. Nevela, a dead corpse of an animal, dead carcass, is only makes you tummy for one day, and is not Metami Ba'ohel, and yet is still Metami Ba'masa. So a mace, which makes you tummy for 7 days, and it is Metami Ba'ohel, surely should make you tummy. And then we say, Uma Nevela Shemaga'a, just like Nevela, all of its Tumas are equal one day, so to mace, all of its Tumas will be equal 7 days. Ein, and then the Rambam is on, Ein Tumas Masa, but mace be the very so from Eladin Torah. It's a real Din Doraisa. Real din d'oraisa. And the Rambam's lashon at the beginning of halacha was kal v'chomer. But then the Rambam adds, v'yira li, it appears, shezeh sheshasak mimena akasav. Why did the Torah not say it? Kederach sheshasak mi iser habas, just like the Torah does not say a daughter is usher. It only says a daughter's daughter, right, and related isurim even more, further away. Why didn't it say that your daughter is us? It's one of the arayos. Lefisha asar b'feirish afilu basabas. The Torah asar that. Vishasak, and the other example he gives, to make it three altogether. Vishasak b'isar achilas basabachalav. The Torah doesn't say anywhere it's asar to eat basabachalav. It just says you can't cook basabachalav. So there are three examples. The Torah says you can't even walk into the tent of a dead body, or you can't even have tumas nevela. You can't cook basabachalav, and you can't have a relationship with your daughter's daughter. So the Rambam says, kol shekein, eating basa b'chalav, kol shekein, the isser of the daughter, and kol shekein, tumas masa. Ask the mefarshim, what do you mean kol shekein? It's a kal v'chomer, ein onshin min adin. So explains the kesef mishnah, no. This isn't really a kal v'chomer, it's what we would call a gilui milsa. Once you know that even cooking is usser, included in that, step one, cooking is like stage three. Stage one is eating it. Or tumas ohel, or nevela, that's distant tumah. But masa is much closer, and it's much more serious tumah, so it's included. And the isser of bas habas as well. If a granddaughter is also surely a daughter, right? It goes through the grand, it's through the daughter. So these are examples of gilui milsa, which also would not be a violation of ein onshin or ein mazhirin min hadin, just like the Rambam says that this example of today's isser is not a violation. Continuing the mitzvah, shorash mitzvah b'chol inyan avodah zarah yadua, we know this. This is relates to yesterday's problem of undermining the institution of nevuah, as well as bringing in avodah zarah, which obviously is tremendously chamor. Midini mitzvah, what are some of the halachas? Mash amar zechon levracha, echad omer amrli avodah zarah plonis, okocha ploni. A certain avodah zarah star told me, shemitzvah lasos, can you have to do this? V'chein o shalol lasos. says the Chinuch, and Rashi quotes this, afilu kiven es halacha, letame es atami letar es ador, even if they're not telling you to change any behavior, but they're just saying it, b'shem about Azara, wear tefillin, Baal Pa'or tells me, dino b'misa b'mezid, kishesh edem asra, ki yadua b'chol makom, it's an iser chenek, a chiv chenek, with the Isser that is mentioned elsewhere. And the Isser is, v'chol makom v'chol zman, v'zachar menekevas, the Isser applies everywhere. It is something that, even though, again, going back to what we've said, even though you're getting good information, but l'shema, v'shema v'odazara, or l'shema v'odazara, both of those are problematic. Just related to this, the Rambam says this in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet in Yisodiyat Torah. If a Navi says, echoing what the Chinuch just said, or the Chinuch echoed him. V'cheinem akar dvar midvarim shalamadnu mipi hashmua. O sha'amar bedin midini ha-Torah. Sha'ashem tzivalo sha'din kachu, v'halacha mo kedivrei ploni. If Hashem told me that this is the halacha is like so-and-so. Hareza navi sheker v'yachanik. If he didn't say it, and we spoke about yesterday, how do you figure out if it was sheker? He gets chenek. Avavi sha'asos. Shari bala hachish Torah sha'amar lo bashamayimi. He's saying, Hashem told me? This is also part of this issur. The Avodah Zarah told me to follow this halacha. No. The rabbis, bezmanas, that figure it out. You don't decide halacha based on a nevuah. That's lo bashamayimi. That's the Gemara in Maseches. The Yor Sameach on this Rambam says that there's a difference. If you look closely at the Baskols that went out in the two Gemaras we discussed, the Baskols never said what the halacha is. The Baskols just said who we should hold like. Halacha k'beis Hillel, halacha k'rebi Elazar. And one went with the Rov, one went against the Rov. But says the Yor Sameach, the Baskol will never say Tameh or Tahor about this specific prat. Because the Baskel doesn't tell you the halacha. But it might tell you who generally we should paskin like. Because those are rules and regulations, even though there are always exceptions to those rules, as we have mentioned. Okay, this takes us through the Isra of Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah. We have one more related to Nevuah, and that is, we should not be scared of a Navi Sheker to take care of him if he acts in a way he's not allowed to.